In this training video, we will talk about the comfort zone. As Neil Donald Walsh said, life begins at the end of the comfort zone, and so does your leadership success. If you want to be leading with confidence and fulfillment, you must be willing to explore and embrace the unfamiliar. Now, many people are unhappy with their current results and feel stuck, but have no idea how to get out. They are not ready to let go of security or certainty and are wondering why nothing ever changes. Have you heard of Albert Einstein's definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Now, we fear to go outside of our comfort zone and do more to avoid pain by hanging in there, doing nothing and hoping that the problem would eventually disappear, rather than feeling pleasure, getting out there, dealing with the actual problem and finding solutions before the situation gets worse. To change your results, you must change your thinking. And the only way to change your thinking is to expose yourself to something new and unfamiliar. Now, we all want to have certainty about how things will play out before we act, but can you imagine a life of knowing exactly what was going to occur before it happens? Human beings are not designed to play it safe. What we want even more than certainty is to be challenged and to find out what we are capable of. We are designed to learn and to evolve and test ourselves. By the way, did you know that successful managers fail more often than unsuccessful ones? Yes, they do, because they have the courage to step outside of their comfort zone and learn from their mistakes. They don't have to be right all the time and are willing to learn new and better things every single day. These people are successful mindset machines who tell themselves, if there is a better way, I want to know about it and I want to use it because I want to learn and I'm committed to my growth. Now, successful people perceive challenges as stepping stones, whereas unsuccessful people see challenges as stumbling blocks. Take a look at the diagram on our screen to understand how it all works. Let's talk about Tom, for example. The smallest orange oval represents Tom's current comfort zone. It is his place of I know what I know, where he feels comfortable, safe, and certain. Why? Because he spent lots of time in that area before. In other words, he has known and done these things hundreds and thousands of times over and over again. It isn't necessarily what he wants in life, though. Unfortunately, most of us settle for mediocrity and gave up many dreams along the way, just like Tom in our example, who is only just starting to realize that he's driven by fear of failure, which creates regrets in his life. The edge of this oval shape is called the boundary condition of our thinking and represents the conscious limits of Tom's thoughts, and separates the familiar from the unfamiliar, or in other words, the things he doesn't know. For Tom to go to the place of ultimate leadership success, he must be willing to press beyond his limits and spend time in the learning zone, where he needs to be willing to have a mindset of exploring new things, curiosity, growth, willingness to fail and learn from his new experiences, to find out what he doesn't know yet. This assists him to expand his comfort zone. The outer edge of the learning zone is another boundary of thinking, and the inside of the largest orange oval is the place where he doesn't know that there are things he doesn't even know exist. Although growing is a vital and fantastic thing, if Tom moves through the learning zone too quickly, he can end up in the panic zone because he would bite off more than he could chew. And that can have a counterproductive impact because he might look for more certainty than ever before and go back to hide in his old comfort zone. This is a great demonstration that you need to expand your comfort zone slowly and steadily. so that your mind grows consistently and expands over time to such an extent that what freaked you out and created panic a while back feels now only like a learning sound for you. To sum it all up and to get to the core learning of this training video, if you are willing to get out of your comfort zone, are open for new perspective and ideas, embrace uncertainty, commit yourself to learning and growing, you will eventually arrive at the place where the puzzle pieces all fall into place. Even the place where the magic used to happen is suddenly smack bang in the middle of your comfort zone, and the ultimate leadership success feels easy and effortless, where you can get the most out of it. Live an extraordinary life without limits. Experience abundance, excitement, confidence, fulfillment, and much more. For you to grow both individually and professionally, you must be willing to consistently push beyond your current boundaries. And to do so, you need to get your head around a few more points. First of all, the only thing that is certain is that life is uncertain. The only thing you can have control over is yourself and what you stand for. So do not waste your energy on trying to control life. Trying to control your environment is like trying to perfectly line up ducks. But ducks don't just sit there perfectly still. They are flapping around, making noise and making a mess. You cannot line up life. It is not an orderly or predictable procession of one thing equals another thing, etc. Every time you think you know something perfectly or you do something perfectly, you are moving away from joy, satisfaction, and fulfillment. Secondly, you can only grow in the unknown, beyond your current comfort zone, because you can only learn something that is in fact new. Thirdly, look at the unfamiliar, unknown, uncertainty as your next destination in the land of possibilities, not as your enemy. The quality of your life is determined by how willing you are to go beyond your comfort zone. And last but not least, the power lies within you. You can choose between allowing fear and doubt to keep you in the old comfort zone, or you can choose to be courageous and trusting yourself to expand your comfort zone. Now, in practical terms, there are many ways of going beyond your boundary conditions. But one of the easiest is simply to be curious. Have childlike wonder and, yes, from time to time, be willing to challenge the status quo. Not in a childish and rebellious way, but in a resourceful way by questioning social obligations and pressure by others. You must also be willing to screw up, again, not just for the sake of it, but to learn from it and to know that you did the best you could at the time. And you must be willing to have another go and make different, even better mistakes next time. In a business environment, you can go beyond your boundary conditions by changing your attitude towards challenges you face within your team, improving your communication skills, committing and keeping the promises you made yourself and others, taking the action required for change, and much more. Thinking about where you currently stand in your professional life. What is clearly within your comfort zone? What do you know that you don't know? What other possibilities could there be for you? Choose one action beyond your comfort zone that you can take every single day and stick to it. Ask yourself different and better questions to stretch your thinking. For example, rather than wondering why you always have to work overtime, ask yourself, what do I need to learn about myself and how can I grow from this situation to gain more work-life balance? Going blank or answering your question with, I don't know, indicates that you have reached your boundary condition. Now, at this point, most people give up and go back to what they know. I really, truly urge you to push on and spend some time to come up with answers either by yourself or with the help of a mentor or a coach. Stepping out of your comfort zone allows you to reach your full potential. Once you discover what you are capable of, both personally and professionally, you will feel a level of happiness and fulfillment that will complete you to the core. Thanks for watching and Dare to Make a Difference.